is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Angels and Devils. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Randy Travis with Open the Eyes of My Heart, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. you're holy, 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 I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Tormented. They were frightened of Jesus. Have you come to torment us before our time? They knew they had a little bit more time. Why was he already there? They said, if you're going to cast us out of this man, cast us into those pigs. There were a bunch of pigs over there, a big herd of them. And Jesus did it. He cast the devils out of that man into the pigs, and the pigs ran over the cliff down to their deaths. It's in the Bible. Now, we finished with the devil, haven't we? Yeah, we've discarded him. He's gone over the cliff, and he's gone straight to hell. And God's made hell for the devil. And unfortunately, some people are going to be there too. In Habakkuk, it says hell is ever being enlarged. It's you want to see a place that's where they got new buildings all the time, I suppose, or sales, whatever they have there. But Habakkuk says hell is always being enlarged. There's room for more people. I wouldn't want to be one. Now let's talk about angels. Let's talk about angels. This is the good part. This is the best part. The angels. When were the angels created? Well, sometime in the past. I already told you there's no such thing as time. Eternity. There is eternity. And, God in Job asked the question, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted. You see, the angels shouted and they rejoiced that God had created the world. They were going to see an incredible thing that God was going to do here on earth. And that's what he's done. He's created a place where his people, his chosen ones, can enter the kingdom of heaven. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Wow. So the angels sing. That's one of their jobs. They're singers. And they totally sing to the glory of God. And they shout, glory to God in the highest. Now, who created them? People tell me God created the angels. Well, yes. But he used Jesus. Jesus is God, the Bible says. Now, people say, no, Jesus wasn't around then. Jesus, he was born about 2,000 years ago, and that's when he was born, and he was born to Mary, a virgin. But did you know that he was in heaven before that? He was. In fact, Jesus Christ, let me just read it to you here. It's better than me saying it. This Colossians 1, verse 16, it says that Jesus is the creator. It says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. Wow. Jesus created everything in heaven and that are in earth. Visible and invisible. Ooh, they're things that are invisible. Oh, yes. they're things that you and I don't know about. I suspect that between me and Jerry is here with me, and he
the studio, and I think between Jerry and I don't know, about 12 feet, Jerry? Yeah, and who knows what beings exist. There might be millions of beings between us. I don't know. They're invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? Well, what do angels look like? Now, I've seen these pictures. Have you seen the one of the little kids? They're poor little kids, and they're walking, and they're going across this rickety old wooden bridge, and there's planks missing in it. And at any moment, they're going to step through the in a hole, you know, in the planks and fall into the rocky river below, except for the angel that's over them, watching over them. I always loved that picture. I guess I'm just old-fashioned. But I would always think about that angel. And you know, whoever painted made the angel into a woman. Well, that's really not biblical exactly. All the angels that are mentioned in the Bible are male. But there could be female angels. God does what he wants. There could be female angels. I don't know. They're not in the Bible. But again, there are all these things that are visible and invisible. I mean, look at all the stars in the sky. Millions, billions. Maybe God's created other planets with all kinds of beings on them. I don't know. They say that there probably are UFOs. Oh, I don't know that either. All kinds of things that God has created. Jesus created all these things for him. I don't know what they're doing. We've just got sort of puny little brains, you know. But angels, the Bible says, they're like spirits. And they can come in the form of human beings. They look like us sometimes. Wow. So it's for that reason that I tend to think that they're male, but there could be a few female angels. These artists have created them as women. I don't know. But I was comforted by that painting, seeing those little kids. Those kids didn't have a worry in the world because they were protected by their guardian angel. That's one of the jobs of angels. They not only sing, but they guard us for Jesus Christ. But whether they have a gender or not, I don't know. I know they're spirit beings. And, well, in any case. And angels are above men, it says. But they're below Christ, of course. But interestingly enough, the Bible says that someday when we go to heaven, God's going to give us a new body, and we're going to actually judge the angels. Wow. Now, we've already talked about the fallen angels of the devil. Let's get back to the children. Did you know that God watches over the children? Now, there are these pedophiles out there and these people that are harming children, even these psychopath killers that sometimes kill poor little children. It breaks my heart. And I know it breaks your heart too. Well, listen to what Jesus says. Take heed, he says, that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels, boy, do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Don't harm these little ones, he says, because their guardian angels are in heaven and they report to God. And they let God know what's happening to their little children down here on earth. Have you got a little baby boy or girl? They've got a guardian angel. And that guardian angel lets God know what's happening to them. If you hurt that child, now I'm not saying you shouldn't spank him or something, make him behave. That's probably do him good. Not harming them, but, you know, just nicely. You know what I mean. I got a few spankings when I was a kid. Probably did me a lot of good. I'm not quite sure about that, but I think it did. But maybe you don't believe it, spanking. Maybe you just jump on them, you know, talk to them. Okay, all right. In any case, their angels are reporting to God. And if you hurt that little one, you're the one that's going to be reported. And God's not going to take it lightly. Let me put it that way. God will not take it lightly when one harms these little ones. Now, that's good news, isn't it? Take your little child. If you've got a child or, even if they're a teenager, and tell them, God's got a guardian angel for you, watching over you. Well, one thing about angels is we should not worship them. Now, people think, oh, they're mighty. They are. God gives them might, gives them strength. And they're wise. Yes, they're wise. They've been around for thousands of years. They know much more than we do. They've got wisdom. But nevertheless, they're not to be worshipped. You know, it says in Revelation, when the angel came to John, John fell at his feet, you know, as if to worship him. But the angel said unto him, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren. Wow. Don't worship me, worship Jesus Christ. I'm a fellow servant and I'm one of the brethren. Wow, think about it. The angel is our brethren. He's our brother. He's one of us. If you know Jesus Christ, the angel is one of you. And there are probably billions of angels. Think of all these guardian angels and various angels. And, you know, there's an organization of angels. There has to be. There's so many of them. God knows how to organize things really good. There's even a general, I guess you might say. There's archangels, Michael the archangel. He's the boss, I guess you might say. He's the archangel. That's the boss. I'm making that up, but, you know, he is the archangel. That's in the Bible. But they're for you. They're with you. And you should not worship them. And they're lying angels, the devils. They've been, that's that one third that rebelled. They're here on earth too. And they'll come and they'll tempt you and they'll try to get you to go the devil's way. Now, if you're a Christian, you're going to know who they are. They will eventually reveal themselves to you as the devils. I have a friend out in California. Her name is Johanna Michelson. She wrote a book called The Beautiful Side of Evil. And Juan and I, we had a number of dinners with her. And she's a precious lady. Johanna was in the New Age movement. She started off in the New Age movement. That's an occult movement. But she thought she believed in Jesus. And she contacted Jesus the way the New Age taught her. You see, she would get on her knees and visualize Jesus. She believed that when she visualized in her own mind that Jesus would appear to her. Now, here's the problem with that, my friends. Jesus can do what he wants. You don't tell him what to do. You can ask him to come help you. You can ask him to appear, but he may not. He may be busy. I don't know what God does all day, but he may be busy. He's probably got a lot to do. And if you say, come, you know, you visualize him in your mind, and you create a Jesus, he may come to you, and he looks like Jesus. He's a dazzling creature full of light, and he comes to you and says, I'm Jesus. You know, basically, you know, sort of like a genie. You called on me? She says he would always come, and she would ask him things. And she believed it was Jesus that was coming to her. Think about that. She was ordering Jesus around. She was telling him in her own mind, come to me. And he would come. And he would do her bidding. It was the devil. It was the devil. He comes as an angel of light. But one day, he didn't want to do what she said. And she saw him, and he turned into a vicious creature. And she said, oh, my, this is not Jesus. This is the devil. And that's when she got on her knees. She prayed to the real Jesus. She didn't visualize him anymore. She prayed to him and said, please help me. Help me. I have called on the devil and used your name. Please help me. And Jesus did. She came to know the real Jesus. I haven't talked to Johanna in a lot, many years now, but I'm sure she's still alive. You can call her yourself, Johanna Michelson, there in California. She'll tell you, stay away. In fact, you can get her book. It's probably available. Called The Beautiful Side of Evil. It was beautiful, a beautiful Jesus, but it was the devil. Oh, I've talked to people like that. A couple came to see me one time, and they said, Tex, I want to tell you about what happened to us. We're a member of a small church up in East Texas, and my husband was an alcoholic, a drunkard. He couldn't break the habit. He tried, but he couldn't. And somebody told him, well, there's a woman in Houston. You can go see her and pay her a certain amount of money. And she'll pray for you and you'll get healed. Oh. So he went to see this woman. He was desperate. They were Christians, but he was desperate. And he went to see this woman. And she brought him into her back room and she turned off the lights. And she had a crystal ball. Oh, she was just like the old fortune tellers. She said, you wish to be healed of your alcohol? He said, yes, I have this horrible addiction. I want to get rid of it. She says, I can help you. She says, look into the ball. And he did. And she began to speak in other tongues. In other tongues. And he, unexpectedly, and his wife both began to speak in other tongues. And after a few minutes, she ended it. He paid her the fee that she had asked for. And she said, now you are healed. And he left. He went back to the church. And he said, praise God, I've been healed. And everybody in that little congregation believed. And they saw, well, he's not drinking anymore. He's been healed. And they believed him. He said, I went to see this woman. She had this, and he told all about it. And they believed it. So one day, he was on his knees praying, speaking in other tongues, and this being came to him and revealed himself. I'm a devil. When you spoke in other tongues, you were speaking to me. He said, no, I don't want you. Leave me. He says, oh, you've got me now. You ask for me. That woman was a devil, and I was with her. And you ask her. You didn't ask Jesus. You asked me to come into you. I have come. Well, let me just say that this man prayed to Jesus, and he realized the horrible mistake he had made. And he finally was healed. And he went and told the church, look, I've done a terrible thing here. I did not approach Jesus the way you're supposed to. On your knees, or, you know, just talk to Jesus Christ. Some in the church believed him and some didn't. Some still wanted to stay with the devil. They said, but look, but he healed you, didn't he? No, he didn't. He just took it away for a while. He was the devil.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.